letting go. This is Monk Ellen from the Absolute Monastery. Letting go. Over the years studying at the University of Healing, we have learned to let go many words. Many words which I would say we are not any more beneficial in the language or in the vocabulary I'm using or we are using. And not only words we have learned to let go, we've learned to let go attitudes, thoughts which really limit us. And this little story was reminding me how we sometimes focus on limitation and why we become actually involved in a story, in a fascinating story, how we let go and focus on our reality, on really what we like to experience. Well, Teresa just had finished her work and was ready to go home. And she went out from her office to pick up her car. And just before she opened the door, she heard a little noise and was meow, meow, meow. And she looked around and she couldn't see anything. And it was continually meowing. And she laid on the floor and looked under the car, and there was a neat little kitten, a just beautiful reddish-colored little kitten. And it didn't go away, so she tried to reach it and say, come on, come on. And just when she wanted to get it, the kitten was running away. And it was still meow, meow. And Teresa, she could not leave. She said, there's something with this kitten. I want to catch it. So after really giving herself a hard time, she got that little kitten. And she put it in her car. She knew that her roommate wasn't all that eager to get it. A cat in her house, because she didn't like cats. And Teresa herself was rather interested in dogs. She loved dogs, but she wasn't too much into kittens. Well, she brought this cat home, and she left it outside the house and gave it a little bit of milk to drink and said, oh, there's so many kids in the neighborhood and so many people. Surely it will find a home. And so the next morning when Teresa went off, the kitten was still there. And it was again saying, meow, meow. And she said, ah, what I'm going to do with this cat. So she was going to visit her father. Her father was an older man and he was a little bit sick, and she said, well, let me take the cat with me. And she arrived at her father's house, and she remembered, ooh, this man is allergic to kitten hair. What am I going to do? So she left the cat out, and the cat was just again, meow, meow. So the father said, what's going on outside? And he said, look, look, I found this little kitten and I could not let it go. It's something inside of me said, take it. It was talking to me. And so the father took the cat and was so enchanted about this little kitten. And the kitten instantly crawled on his lap and was cuddling in and was just so friendly. And the father totally forgot about his allergy. And he kept the kitten. He kept this little cat who became his dearest friends friend. All his attention he gave to his body as being sickly and old, he gave to this little kitten. He could let go old thoughts, which really limited him, giving the attention to that beautiful little cat. Well, we don't always have a cat or a dog to let go. But when we let go our thoughts, our negative thoughts, rather to let them go, but focus on what we want to experience, like the father wanted to experience really happiness and usefulness and proper health and good health. We don't concentrate on letting go, but we concentrate, focus of what we want to experience. We just recently let go our words. Oh, one of my favorite words. I'm the creator of my world and I'm creating my world. Wow, was that a favorite? But I was really a little kitten. I cuddled a lot. And now it's gone. I'm now the revealer of my world. I'm revealing my world. This is now my new cat. This is beautiful. To focus on what I want to experience. Not focusing on letting go, but just remembering what I want to experience. I remember my father, who was so involved in his dog, in his dog's life, that he, who had one heart attack after the other, was totally healed. He had no time to think, I cannot go for a walk, my legs don't walk anymore, they don't make it. He was over 80 years old, and his dog brought him out for walks every day 2 times. And so he kept going and going, and his health was just improved like this. He could let go this limitation where the doctors told him, just a couple of months and he would go. No way. No way. We focus really on what we want to experience. We are the masters. We are the winners of our life. So let's know we don't let go, but we focus on what we want to experience and are the winners. We are the winners. I am myself and have fun. That's my motto, my cat, my kitten. And so it is.